So on Independence Day, as we celebrate the birth of our nation, we have to remember what freedoms mean. Freedom means a lot of things for a lot of people. Sometimes it's being defined that I have the freedom to do whatever I want, how I identify myself, how I live my life, or how I want things to be. Freedom then, if that is the case, is only dependent on the ego or the self. Or freedom for us as Christians, know that the freedom to do the truth, to seek the truth, and to live the truth according to God's will. And a lot of our founders, who wrote the American Constitution as well as the Declaration of Independence, even though they were nominal Christians or men who were more dependent on reason more than on faith, most of them were deists, meaning that God played a very nominal role in history as well as the governance of government and society. They recognized the need for God and natural law. As deists, they recognized that God has set his way in natural law, and natural law had a certain type of rules and a certain type of set and a certain type of expectation for each and every one of us. Natural law exists within nature to help us rise above the inequality of the human-made laws, because nature cannot lie at times, and nature lift us up beyond the things that we would only like to do according to our own ego or our own self. And that's why the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution begin and remind us first. The first three words of the Constitution is "we the people." The term "we" and the term "people" recognize that we come together to form a society or a nation for the common good and the greater good much more than ourselves. Democracy is very easily manipulated and driven by the anonymous voice of what we call democracy. And democracy can be very self-serving at times. So it's important for us to recognize where our freedom come from. And that's why in the Declaration of Independence, the founders said clearly that each and every one of us have certain unalienable right that come from the Creator, endowed to us by the Creator and by God. And those rights are important because those rights are much more than how we define ourselves to be. As Christian, much more than deists, much more than people of intellect, we know that our rights are inherent by our dignity as children of God. And come with those dignity or those freedom or those rights, also responsibility. The responsibility for greater good, responsibility for those who have been entrusted to us, and responsibility for one another. This come back to we the people. But we come together to form a society not just for our own benefit, our own good, but for a higher purpose. Our founders tried to escape from the tyranny of divine right rulers, the kings, the queens, who think that they could govern and rule with their own right because they have been anointed by the Lord, and oftentimes impose their rule of absolute ruling upon their subjects and demand complete obedience and fidelity. So escaping from that form of tyranny or that form of absolute ruling, they wanted a democracy that is checked and balanced, a democracy that based on individual freedom as well as individual responsibility. And it's also based on the law of nature as well the law of sacred scripture. Our founders know that we, even with our best intentions, will fail to live out democracy unless democracy and how our society is going to be now or in the future have to be dependent on something higher than its own self, the greater good that is based on eternity, the greater good that's based on the Creator and the law He hath given to us in the Scripture as well as in nature. So it's important for us that we celebrate Independence Day today. We recognize the true freedom that we have as Christians, as well as we celebrate First Friday, Saturday today. Mary teaches us that freedom. How? How does Mother Mary teach us that freedom? She said, "Let it be according to your will." She teaches us that freedom, that we are able to be free to live as we are called to be by doing the will of God. Not just human will, not just the will of the state, not just the will of popular opinion or popular vote, not the will of those who can manipulate democracy and freedom, not the will of men, but the will of God. Mary teaches us that we have the freedom according to His will, according to what we're called to be, the freedom even when we're fearful, even when we're doubtful, even when we question what might happen or what could happen, just like Mother Mary, when she was announced to be the Mother of God by the Archangel Gabriel, she had all those human fear, but she had the freedom to trust in the goodness and the power and the faithfulness of God, that He is true to His word. So that's why she's able to say, "Let us be according to your will." So therefore, as we celebrate Independence Day today, I pray that our nation recognize our freedom, our dignity, and our value founded in God. And we, much more, as Catholics and as Christians, need to learn how to use that freedom, not just for our own good or whatever according to our political agenda or liking, but according to the eternal truth, the freedom, the truth, the love that comes from God. And may we say the same thing or similar thing to Mother Mary: "Let it be done to me, to us, according to your will, O Lord."